Doctors can already test your blood and urine for mercury. Now, as a less invasive technique, health officials can test the hair near your scalp for the toxic chemical. There's some debate over the quality of the tests, the lab analyses, and over what a high test reading means. The federal health warning for mercury in hair is one part per million, but that's for susceptible populations like an unborn fetus. Jack Spangler is a professor of environmental health at Harvard University. He recently ate a lot of fish and says his hair tested out at 3 parts per million of mercury.
But I'm not going apoplectic about it because I know if I just watch my consumption, I can moderate that over time. And there's that safety margin that I suspect we'd have to be much higher for much longer to really have symptoms.
Prolonged high levels of the most toxic form of mercury, methylmercury, can trigger various health problems in adults, such as memory loss and cardiovascular damage. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Chuck Quernbach.